You talk about the chemistry in this locker room and how the young guys feel and relate well to the older guys.
Just as far as how everybody approaches each day and how everybody prepares during the week. So that's what it comes down to, how you prepare and how you play out there on the field and gelling as far as everybody wanting to play for one another.
But, I mean, on another level, you know, you talk about team chemistry. When you're winning, the chemistry in the locker room is a lot easier. Do you feel that?
I mean, of course it's going to be easier when you're winning, but it's harder when you have a loss or two, and that's when you really band together as brothers to see how you play. We came off a loss last week, and we had to bounce back.
You know, that says a little something about this team, doesn't it, the ability to bounce back?
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, like I said, as far as how preparation and how we approach each week, whether we win or lose, we're going to still attack it the same way we did.
Can you talk a little bit about downfield blocking? I mean, it's obviously a big thing when you got AP in the back that you can't take a playoff.
Yeah, most definitely, because he can take it the distance each and every play. And as far as downfield blocking, if anybody knows football, it can spring guys free, and you don't want your guy to make the play. So that's how we approach it.
Do the wide receivers talk about that? I mean, is that something you guys talk about and look at film and take pride in?
Yeah, we talk about it every day. And if you're not doing your job of blocking your guy, of course, everybody's going to get on you, not even just in the receiver room, but on the team. So, but really in our room, we stress it a lot because we take it serious.
Stephon, it seems like you guys have been getting fast starts with quick passing games early. And does that seem to get Teddy going?
As a quarterback, you want to get him in a rhythm, and you want him to feel comfortable back there. So, I mean, I don't write the game plan up, so I can't tell you the ins and outs. But I just do everything that I can, and it seems to be having him in good space as far as like how he feels and what he's doing on the field.
I think that plays an important role in getting Peterson going, maybe loosen up the defense in the middle of the field a little bit.
Like I said, I mean, I can't sit here and talk X's and O's with you as far as game planning, as far as what you see on film and what you guys look at is what you're going to base it off. So, I mean, I don't write it up. I just do my job.
What have you kind of thought of Seattle secondary this year so far? I mean, for past few years now, they've been doing so well but struggled some this season.
They still got some great guys in the back end as far as how they play, what they do well as a collective unit. So, I mean, I feel like everybody's good in the NFL. Some teams are good, better than others because some teams play better than others. I mean, it all happens on Sunday. So as far as how they approach the game and what they do, I can't really worry about it. Just got to watch film and do what I got to do.